Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is taken from a portion of the scripture lesson from Luke chapter 12, especially these words. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who after he has killed has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. With all the terrible and deadly tragedies that have happened recently in our country and also all around the world, it's very difficult not to be afraid these days. There seems to be no end to the shootings, the stabbings, the bombings, the acts of terrorism that have claimed the lives of so many innocent people. It's becoming difficult to be in a busy airport, a crowded shopping mall, or even sitting in church or just walking down the street and not think about what could happen to us if some terrorist or violent person would suddenly begin shooting or start driving a truck down the street with the intention of hitting people to kill them. And what makes matters worse is the fact that the police, who've always been there to protect us, are increasingly becoming the targets of violence themselves. If the police are too busy protecting themselves, then who is going to be there to protect us? But yet we hear Jesus speak to us in our scripture lesson for today, and he says to us, "Fear not." And these are words that are meant to comfort us as Christians, even when things seem hopeless and completely out of control. In our scripture lesson, Jesus tells his disciples not to fear those who kill the body. And the immediate context of these words is the threat of religious persecution. Jesus was telling his disciples that they would need to be faithful to him even when others would threaten them with death on account of their Christian faith. As the followers of Christ would publicly confess the name of Christ, they would often find themselves facing opposition from a sinful world, even to the point where their lives would be endangered. But yet those who would persecute them could only kill the body in this life. Their enemies could not harm their souls for the life to come. Only God has the power over eternal life and eternal death. Man has no power over another person in the life beyond the grave. God is our final judge of our eternal destiny, not any human here on this earth. Therefore, we should learn to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, as we confess in Luther's Small Catechism. Jesus goes on to say, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not. You are of more value than many sparrows." Unfortunately, the evil world all around us so often shows such little respect for the loss of human life, from that terrorist who randomly kills innocent people, to the scourge of domestic violence, to the sniper attacks on policemen, to the practice of abortion that takes away the life of the unborn. The evil nature of this world doesn't seem to care about the death of a fellow human being. And even we as Christians, we can become hardened and calloused by the tragic loss of life as these deadly acts of terror become more and more common, such that we begin to accept them as the new normal way of life in a violent culture. However, this is certainly not the case with God, our Heavenly Father. God does not forget about the death of an individual. He does not ignore the loss of human life. God, the Heavenly Father, he loves and cares for each one of us as persons whom he has created. As Jesus reminds us in our text, if the Lord who made all the earthly creatures watches out even for the sparrows, who were worth only a few pennies back in Jesus' day, how much more will the Heavenly Father watch over and care for us? We who were once created in the image of God, we are precious in His sight. As Jesus says, even the hairs of our head are all numbered. Certainly, we are worth more to the Lord than many sparrows. If God cares for and protects the birds of the air, how much more will He care for and protect all those who call on His name? Even though God's people may die from natural causes or even through tragic death, the Lord does not forget about His people. They are all precious in His sight, even in the moment of their death. But yet the greatest evidence of God's love and concern for all human beings, both young and old, is found in the life and death of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The fact that God sent His Son into this world as a baby, born of a woman, who grew up in that small town of Nazareth in the humble household of a carpenter until He was ready to fulfill His messianic mission, who then went about healing the sick and raising the dead. This reminds us that God cares for all people in this world, from all walks of life, from cradle to grave, especially those who are suffering and near the doorstep of death itself. This is the same Jesus who experienced pain and suffering and death in His earthly body. He lived and He died for the purpose of saving others from the terror of eternal death. Christ, who walked the earth as the Son of God in bodily form, not only had the power to raise the dead, He also overcame His own gruesome death, the one that He died on the cross for all of our sins. And this is the same Jesus who then rose from the dead on the third day. He showed Himself alive again. And because Jesus did this, not just for Himself, but especially for us, He is now our Savior from sin. We have eternal life and salvation in His name. Christ redeemed us from that curse of sin and death so that we may have new life with God. His victorious resurrection means that all who trust in His name will be raised from the dead on the last day, and they will enjoy eternal life in His heavenly kingdom forever. And now that Christ has been raised from the dead and He is seated at the right hand of God, He is still the source of our life with God, even in the midst of this evil and ungodly world. The baptism that Christ left for us, it is now that life-giving water that gives us forgiveness of sins and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The supper that He instituted gives us His true body and blood in the bread and wine as the life-giving food that feeds and sustains us in our Christian faith. His resurrection means that because He lives, we too live by faith in His name. Because Jesus lives, we live again, even though we die. Because of Christ's resurrection from the dead, we don't have to fear death anymore, even death at the hands of evil men. Even if we face persecution or deadly threats or the possibility of random acts of violence, we who are baptized into Christ, we have that hope and assurance of eternal life through Christ our living Lord. His promise to us in baptism will conquer our fear of death and give us new hope, even in a world that's filled with suffering and death. Therefore, let us willingly confess the name of our living Lord, Jesus Christ, even when those threats of death and persecution surround us. For the one who gives us life and salvation, He also gives us hope and confidence that our Heavenly Father will never forget about us. He will not leave us in the grave, but He will snatch us away from the eternal terrors of death. He will give us a new and better way of life in the world that is yet to come. In the name of Jesus, amen.